Greetings to all in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Before taking the Lord's Supper, let's go through the Word of God. I'll take you to the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, words from 23. We all know the scripts, but I want to share my words, my understandings with you all. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, words from 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." So far we read from verse 23 to 26. So here Paul saying to the First Corinthians, to the church, about the Lord's Supper. So when we are taking to the Lord's Supper, what is the bread and what is the blood? So it resembles to the, it remembers to the Jesus' body and Jesus' blood. This is the instructions as the first day of the week. We will go through the Lord's Supper and then we will take the body of the Jesus and then blood of the Christ. So I like to take the words from 27 to till 30. So what he is emphasizing, what Paul is saying, exactly what we need to do while taking the Lord's Supper. Therefore, I'm reading the words 27. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. So he wants to tell that's point one. So when you are taking the Lord's Supper, we have to be take as worthy manner, not unworthy manner. So when we are taking to the Lord's Supper, we need to examine ourselves, am I taking the worthy manner or not? So because Paul is saying that maybe in the church is not participating as a worthy manner in the Lord's Supper. That's the reason he is saying in verse 27, therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup, the Lord is an of the Lord in the unworthy manner will be guilty of the body. So we should not be guilty to participate in the Lord's Supper. We have to be participate in the Lord's Supper like a worthy manner. The point two, verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup. So we need to examine ourselves. So when we are participating to the Lord's Supper, when we are taking to the bread, so we have to remember the sacrifice of the Jesus Christ, and we need to remember the love, and we need to see the how much God has loved us. So he demonstrated his love. So we have to remember it, and we need to participate in the Lord's Supper. We need to examine ourselves when we are participating in the Lord's Supper. And verse 30. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. So he wants to portray in the physically, not in physical, spiritually. He is saying three words here, three states. One is sick, one is weak, other one is sick and sleep. So in other ways, say that physically, spiritually you are dead. So spiritually you are a weak, spiritually you are a sick, and spiritually you may dead. So if you take in the Lord's Supper as unworthy manner, you are not examining yourself, then it means that Paul is saying that you are spiritually weak or spiritually sick, and then you will become spiritually dead. So I want to tell one simple example. If you take water, if we heat this water is in a solid state, that is one state of the water is called a solid state of the water. So if you are decreasing the temperature of the water, it becomes a solid state. So if you make it a heat, it will become a liquid state. Still you make heat, it will become a evaporate. So the water has a three different state. So as you give the heat to the water. So likewise, and spiritually, Paul is saying that, so when you are participating in the Lord's Supper, you are not taking it as serious. So in other words, there's that not recognizing the Jesus' body or Jesus' blood. So not taking properly. If you're not taking properly meaning, you don't not understanding the importance of the blood and importance of the body. If you participate in unworthy manner in the Lord's Supper, so maybe you are a sick. So first you will be a sick, like your physical body also. If you want to get a fever, first you will get a cold, then you will get a little bit of body pain, then you will get a sick. Then you will go to the doctor. But you ignore going to the doctor, and still you are keeping a same state, then you will be bedridden. Still you are ignoring, then you will be die. That's a physical state. Physically, if you ignorance of the, you are disease. In the spiritual way, suppose you are not, when you are participating in the Lord's Supper, you are not inspiring, you are not feeling that, okay, when I'm participating in the Lord's Supper, so this is for my sins, this is broken the body, this is for my, I supposed to take this punishment, but someone has taken. So you are not understanding that is the way, then you are starting the ignoring of the blood and bread. So if you keep taking the Lord's Supper in that manner, then finally say that, okay, I go to church when it is the Lord's Supper is started. So slowly you will coming to the church or participating in the Lord's Supper, it will be like going to ignorance. If you can keep continuing that, finally you will disappear in the church. So that's what the meaning of saying that you will be a sick, then you will be awake, then you will be becoming a sleep or dead. So my dear brothers and sisters, when you are participating in the Lord's Supper, participate in a healthy manner and participate as a examining yourself. When you are participating in the Lord's Supper, question yourself, am I taking as per the will of the God? Am I taking to the worthy manner? Am I respecting the body? Am I inspiring that? Am I feeling that when I'm participating in the Lord's Supper, okay, this is broken, okay. So when you feel that, then you will started loving the Christ. When you started loving the Christ, then you will live like a Christ. Otherwise, like a weak, then sick, then dead. So this is what examples Paul is saying that. Because in Corinthian church, they're not taking as a serious. Because they are feeling like it is a physical food. But it is not correct. That's what Paul is emphasizing over there. So my dear brothers and sisters, please remember when you are participating in the Lord's Supper. So you have to proclaim Jesus' death and resurrence. So that we need to be part. That is the what we are participating. So we need to examine ourselves. We need to question ourselves when we are participating. Not just like it is a okay. We are in the church, so we need to take the first day of the week. We are in the church. We need to participate. Like in other religions, practice may they have the like a custom. They have to go and they have to do that. They don't know why they are doing it, but not while we are taking the Lord's Supper. It's not the custom. It's the command we got from the Christ. So when we are participating, please remember these are the instructions and follow and participate in the Jesus' body and participate in the blood of the Christ. Thank you.